Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. It's now time for a Carbon County School District update. And joining us in the studio today, we have Principal Micah Salas from Helper Middle School. As always, Mrs. Salas, it's great to get you in. Thank you.
Good morning, Jordan. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Great. Thank you.
Good, good. Well, it's a fun time of the year, I know, for teachers and principals because Christmas vacation is quickly approaching, vastly approaching. I mean, it is right around the corner. Kind of a crazy time of the year, I think.
Yes, fun is an operative word right now. I think the kids are ready to be off, and they're kind of letting us know right now that they're ready to be off. But no, it's good, and you can just feel the energy. So they're ready. They're excited.
And you guys have a lot of stuff going on at the school, I guess, to preoccupy their minds right before we go into Christmas break. And you had mentioned a couple of things to me, including some of the after-school groups that you guys actually have formed at Helper.
Yes, we try to keep the kids busy, like you said, and not just with kind of mundane things, but things that they'll enjoy and maybe some things that will either help them in the future or give them just maybe some skills and some fun that that they don't have during the regular school day. So Fridays, our art teacher, Caleb Ovard, has an RPG group that he's formed. And I don't know anything about this. I'm not really into any of that. So I don't understand it as well as I should. But the kids absolutely love the RPG club. It's the role-playing game club. I think they do some Dungeons and Dragons, and I'm not quite sure what else they do, but I do know that they love it. He has quite a group that goes out. We have violin lessons with Andrew Laszlo after school. We have filmology again with Jenna Metzger and Alex Crum. We have our newspaper that is published once a quarter. Mrs. Marianne Brown helps us with that. And, you know, these things are just kind of give each student kind of an out. You know, if you're not an athlete or if you're not into maybe science fair or some of the other things we have going, the Lego League is also kicked up right now. And so these kind of clubs and activities and groups help kids just find a place, you know, and like I said, if they're not, they don't maybe want to do a sport or something like that, we try to give them a lot of experiences to help them be part of something and, you know, give them a place to be after school.
And it's a wide variety of topics, too.
You know, we really try. It's difficult sometimes with our size to put different classes in our matrix and our scheduling matrix and offer them during the day. So our teachers and our volunteers have worked very, very hard to give our kids as many different experiences as possible.
Let's move on and talk about the athletic season because the winter sports season's in full swing right now. I know a big one for you guys is definitely wrestling. Basketball is getting started too, right?
We have our basketball teams picked and they're practicing, and we do have some pickup games and different things we're doing. The region play won't start till after the first of the year. But yes, wrestling is in full swing. We actually have our last match tomorrow night against Mount Harmon at home, which is, of course, a big deal. And then next week, I believe on Wednesday at San Rafael is the final tournament, the region tournament. So very excited for all of that. And wrestling is actually my favorite sport to watch. I just think it's incredibly exciting. And our boys go out there, and I think it takes a lot of guts to get out there by yourself. I think it's a little bit different than a team sport where you kind of have, you know, people to kind of pick up the slack if you're having an off night or if you need help. But wrestling, you don't have that option. You know, you're out there by yourself, and it's just, I think it's so good for boys to learn the discipline of using all of their strength but still being in control, playing offense and defense at the same time, which I think is probably isolated just to wrestling. And I just think it's such a wonderful thing for them to do, character building and just kind of life lesson type stuff. So I love wrestling. I love watching it. And I have to say, I love watching the parents as much as the kids, because I think the moms and the siblings and the dads in the stands wrestle harder than the kids on the mat because they really have to help them out.
Yeah, yeah, it's a fun sport. There's definitely no doubt about it. And the drudgery of a wrestling season, too. I mean, these kids, they wrestle for a very long period of time, and it seems like for such a physical sport, they definitely have to be in shape.
You know, they do, and they're combating. They're trying to cut weight, some of them, and they're trying to lower their weight but get stronger, which is kind of a paradox there. And then, you know, it's always right through Thanksgiving. So yeah, all this wonderful food, and they have to watch what they're eating. So shout out to the wrestlers and, of course, Coach Howa and Bo Rich and Frankie Tapia, who've helped us all season and are just great with the kids. And just they're just wonderful mentors for our boys. And also a shout out to our cheerleaders, too. I kind of they kind of get overlooked sometimes, but our cheerleaders really do a lot and help us out all year long. And we have wonderful cheer advisors, Tiana Olson and Chloe Clark this year, that are just doing such a fantastic job. So thank you to our cheerleaders as well.
Again, we're being joined right now by Helper Middle School Principal Micah Salas as we get an update on what's happening at Helper Middle School. Now, with that being said, let's talk about the community support in the holiday season, because this is a very important time of the year, and it seems like here in the Castle Country, it's the greatest place to live whenever, you know, there's an event coming up or there's a holiday coming up, because the entire community rallies, and you can really give a testament to that.
You know, we can, and some of our students, well, many of our students have, you know, have a tough time, and their families are financially in a hardship. And I don't know that everyone understands just how much community support the schools receive. And I just wanted to share some of what we've experienced this last few weeks. We have the Carbon Cares Coalition since a year ago at Thanksgiving has brought the groceries to our school every Friday to send home. And, you know, it's just a way to say, you know, hey guys, here's a little support over the weekend. We receive private donations. People will just come in and donate money to our school. And it's all different people. It's different stories for different reasons. And we just appreciate every donation so much. We're able to use the quarters for Christmas to get our family support. They've done a little bit differently this year, but we're able to support some families through quarters for Christmas. Different church groups around the area have been wonderful to either donate money or turkeys or coats or food, anything. It's really awesome. I'm also working with the Highway Patrol and the Helper City Police Department with Shop with a Cop. Again, this year, we were able to get several families covered with that. And then the Elks Lodge, again, has been incredibly generous to donate support and basically cover Christmas for entire families. And so it's just an amazing group. And I know that a lot of these organizations, you know, they're not in Helper and they do not have children who go to Helper schools, but they have still extended their hand to us and have been incredibly generous, where really they don't have to do that. And they just have. So thank you to anyone out there who's involved in any of these church groups, Elks organizations, the community, the Carbon Cares Coalition. If you've sacked groceries for us, if you've dropped donations off, you know, I just really want to say thank you.
Well, Principal Salas, it's always fun to get you in and get an update of what's happening at Helper Middle School, especially this busy time of the season. So I really appreciate you stopping by, and it's always fun.
Okay, thank you so much, and have a wonderful Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone out there. Let's stay safe and warm.
Definitely. Try to stay warm. It's getting colder and colder, it seems like, by the day. Again, that's Helper Middle School Principal Micah Salas here on Castle Country Focus. For more on this interview and others, just visit CastleCountryRadio.com.